first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and the excitement continues with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving away all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place $1 bet on any Week 1 game. That's promo code THPN to get your free $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-3. Today on the Soda Pod, it's Wednesday. It's a fun day. We're going to jump right in to Make Good Choices, followed by another segment of Judge Joey. Where Hoppy and I battle it out for Soda Pod pride. All that on episode 199 of the Soda Pod. Let's go. From the wild woods of Vancouver Island, welcome to the Soda Pod. Ishidromi here alongside the state of Hoppy, our friend Q, and Joey, because it is Wednesday. And thank you for joining us wherever and whenever you are listening. I'm going to get right into it. No Hoppy Hour today. We're going to go right into our first segment, Make Good Choices, followed by, again, another great segment of Judge Joey. Just want to give a reminder to all of you that you can follow us on Twitter at The Soda Pod. You follow myself at VI Sports Talking. You follow Hoppy at State of Hoppy. We're on Facebook as well at The Soda Pod and totally interactive on both of our platforms. Look, the season is right around the corner. I don't know how many more of these Make Good Choices segments we'll have regularly on Wednesday or in the rotation. They're still going to be in the rotation, but it was a fun segment we used to fill up some of our summertime, this off-season time when things quieted down, especially in the month of August. And it's been a lot of fun catching up with Q and Joe also has been making a few appearances as well. So we are going to keep that in the rotation. It's going to be less frequent as well. Hockey starts on all levels, and Hoppy and I get right back into it. MNCAA will be back. We'll talk some junior hockey a little bit in the state, as well as Minnesota Wild prospects. And then we had some other fun stuff in store for you listeners, and we just want to give another shout-out to all of our great supporters who've been with us since day one and, you know, since Hoppy joined to last year. We're almost at episode 200, which is crazy, because the last podcast I did, we got to episode 100. Now, we did a lot of bonus episodes in between, and we had a radio show as well, an additional radio show under the brand. So we did pluck a lot of that audio, but I don't know if it hit exactly 200. So this may be the longest and most produced podcast that I've ever done. So episode 200 is going to be a lot of fun. This season is going to be a lot of fun. So another shout out to all of our supporters and everyone listening. We really appreciate it. If you're new, don't judge us by this episode. Again, we have fun here on the Wednesday episodes in the summer. And I don't even know if there's that much hockey talk at all. Judge Joey, you know, keeps it within the hockey realm. But again, we let the trains go off the tracks here on these Wednesday episodes this summer. Anyways, back to a lot of hockey talk, especially Friday episode 200, and then of course our Monday episode 201. With all that being said, though, let's jump right in to Make Good Choices. I'm laughing because this one, they're all funny, but this one is in particular. See you on the other side. Good choices. Look tight. Great choice.
Great choice. Bad feeling about this. It is Wednesday, and that means we have another segment of Make Good Choices, inspired by a god-awful beer that Q gave me. And again, that's not anything against the breweries that concocted it. Pretty sure he gave me a batch well after its expiration date.
That was fun.
And it was a bubbly science experiment bullshit. And now we get together every Wednesday and talk about a time that we made a not-so-great choice. Q is actually making a great choice drinking what brewery is that?
Revelation. It's a New England IPA. And this is a solid New England IPA. Like, I gotta say, been drinking them all day, but this is the best one so far.
Well, and guess what? I'm drinking one of Isha's favorites that I've had so far in the Gooey Lewis and the Brews. Again, definitely sour. I'm doing this for Q, yeah. Honestly.
Me too. The beer I'm drinking just to sucks, say that I'm trying. By the way. It's horrible, but hey, that's all right.
All right, well, enough on that. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about me and Q meeting freshman year of college. Then there's the next phase here that I'll pass over to my brother, where he had to learn slowly, really, who is Q, the person?
I mean, to be fair, Joe had to learn who
to
is
be fair.
To be fair. Joe had to learn who is Q with alcohol in his system. See, the Hoppy had to learn who is this tall, lanky motherfucker that wants to be my friend because I have a Pittsburgh Penguins hat on.
Penguins.
Penguins. Penguins. I go, hey, Hoppy, I see you have a Penguins hat on. Can we be friends?
Yes.
Literally, that's why I talked to him freshman year of college.
And Hoppy, you said yes?
He was like,
I said yes, man. I don't know why.
I think he was like, I'm going to go eat. And I was like, okay, I'll follow you. That's how we
love
friends.
It. Love it. Yeah. Oh, man.
Which is what we did all freshman year. I signed up for the same classes as him second semester. And I got all concerned because our third class second semester was different. And I text his roommate and I go, I don't know where to go. Hoppy doesn't have the same class.
Have we talked about this on the podcast?
No, no. This is news to me.
You're leaving out a lot of detail on this, man. The way it works at St. Mary's is based on like how many credits and stuff you have. You get priority for like picking classes, and Q coming in with post-secondary stuff, and he had like an extra boost in there too, so that he like picked before most people. And he's like sitting in our room while we're playing video games, and he's like, hey, so like, what kind of classes are you guys thinking about taking? We're just like shooting the shit. I'm telling him about places. And he's literally sitting back there on his computer claiming all my fucking classes. And the one that we didn't have together is because he snatched it before I could.
That's so funny.
But so then like his whole goal is like, great. So I can just kind of follow Scott to every class and I don't have to worry about anything. I have a designated babysitter.
Yeah.
The only reason that doesn't work is when there's one class that we don't share.
I hope it was a hard one too.
It was. And Hoppy made an awesome study guide and he would always share it with me. So like I was in, I could pass. Like I didn't get A's, but I could pass.
Isha, you'd be shocked. I'm not as dumb as you think.
No, I fully predict that.
I remember like it would be like my study guide's official. He was a copy, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I got a chance to pass."
Hoppy, it's actually funny you mentioned that. I should be the one mentioning that to you, as like I crushed university, but for some reason in the real world, it's a little harder.
Did you finish university?
No. but hey, I think I left university for the best reason. This is a good choice. Young entrepreneur started a company. And it's
entrepreneur,
and it's doing very, very well. And I'm never gonna go. I'm two classes shy of getting a minor and a bachelor's degree, and I don't think that's ever gonna happen. So
in what?
I don't want to talk about it.
I was gonna say that probably impacts immediately whether or not it's worth going back.
I was almost gonna be a social worker. So in child and youth care was the bachelor, because you can get a social worker's.
Okay.
You can get a social worker job with that degree as well. So I was going to do that with a minor in communications. Yes, Q. One class shy of the minor in communications, one class shy of a religious studies major as I dropped out of child and youth care. And
yeah, my buddy got a bachelor's degree in communications as well. literally just to come party with us for 4 years, because then he just decided to be a fireman.
Nice. So. Yeah. Well, I had a,
the
I had
funny
a,
part about well, that
I had a teacher Q though who worked for CBC, which I know in the States doesn't really matter to you guys other than Hockey Night in Canada, but it's a big deal up here in Canada, and she actually kind of pushed me in the right direction into sports media. So I have the communications department at the University of Victoria to thank. I'm never giving you any more of my money though. Fuck you.
A buddy that became the firefighter and went to St. Mary's for 4 years just to have fun and get a degree so he could maybe drive the truck one day. His so after he graduated undergrad from a prestigious...
It's not prestigious at all. That's so lying.
Whatever. It's a private university that costs a decent chunk of change, to be fair. To be fair. But anyway... So his parents didn't give him any graduation gift. He then proceeded to take community college credits to be a firefighter, graduated from community college. His parents bought him a set of golf clubs. He's like, it's my community college graduation present.
Dude, oh, I didn't even get a high school fucking present from my parents. My sisters got presents. They got trips and this and this and that. I got Netflix. Thanks, Mom.
That's a good gift.
I will take Netflix over one vacation. Buddy, if I get a lifetime of Netflix,
my friend got a fucking Rolex, and I got Netflix. So what the fuck?
Yeah. Isha, if you got a Rolex for graduating high school, I don't think we could be friends. So,
anyways.
I remember graduating high school, making some money, and being like, I can't wait until I graduate college, and then I got no money.
What? I have three kids and no money.
Why can't I have three money and no kids?
No kids and three money. But so to circle back to the whole story that you started here, so all of a sudden, like, and I faintly hear this, and I don't really even realize this until after the fact when I'm like, oh my God, that's what it was. So there's four floors at Mary's Hall where the class was that day that he had to find me after the class that we didn't share. And I can like hear, like, I feel like someone's yelling my name. Like I can hear it faintly from a different floor. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Why would someone be yelling my name? And so we just proceed. And then finally I get a phone call from my current roommate, really good buddy since I was like five. And we both went to St. Mary's together. And he just calls me up. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm about to go into class. Why? He's like, yeah, Quali's here on the second floor, like screaming your name and has no idea where to go for class. And he thinks that you're supposed to be here. I'm like, dude, tell him to go to the third floor.
The one floor off. One floor.
He was literally going up and down that floor screaming my name.
That's hilarious.
They recommend that you check out your classrooms ahead of time. I chose not to do that because I thought I had a tour guide.
I thought you were going to say they recommend yelling out your friends' names when you're lost, but that's for a different scenario, I think. Joe.
Joe, what was it like meeting this specimen?
Yeah, so meeting Quali, I got, you know, for lack of a better word, thrown into the wolves your freshman year because Quali didn't have a roommate, and I think we're slowly finding out why. Poor guy probably got scared away.
I mean, I had a roommate for like 4 weeks, but yeah.
Exactly.
And then you tried to make popcorn one night, and he was like, yeah, fuck this.
No, he just chose to sleep on someone else's futon over sharing a room with
so, him.
I was a nice roommate. He wouldn't wake up to his phone alarm, and then like I'd have to like play Power by Kanye West, and then like it would blast in the room, and then Harris Moses would turn off the alarm, and I'd have to lay out my outfits because his bed was on the ground. It was a big mess.
Blacklight marker on every wall, by the way.
You can't get in trouble if they don't have a blacklight.
So basically, your guys' freshman year, when I would come to visit, I would stay with Quali. In high school, you know, through like always having to be up early for hockey, school, all that stuff. I was early to bed. I was early to get up. And I always would get like nervous and not want to wake Quali up or anybody up like when I get up. So I just kind of hang out there and, you know, let him sleep. You know, I'll get up at like
camping, right? Camping.
I'll get up at 8 a.m. and wait and, you know, sit there on my phone or whatever until noon when they get up and you know, then get on with our day. But Quali, when he decided to stay with me, it was a little bit different. So Scott used to have people over, buddies from college and everything. whether it was on breaks or over the summer. Quality always happened to be there. And when I was in high school, I had the biggest room besides the master upstairs at my parents. And it was big enough to have a futon. And so I had a futon in there, and that's typically...
In addition to his bed, let's be clear. We aren't homeless.
So in addition to my bed, I had a futon, and it was big enough, you know, to fit that very comfortably. And so usually Quali, when he would come over, that would be kind of, you know, be his choice of bed, is I'd be in bed early, and then at some point in the night, somebody would drunkenly come and pass out on the futon. And the first time Quali came over to our house, he happened to be the one to come up and decide to stay on the futon, which is totally fine until about 3 or 4 a.m. when I hear this like watery gurgling noise. And usually I'm a pretty good sleeper, don't get woken up easily, but I wake up to laughter and hearing this noise. And this guy is just giggling. He's just and I wake up, and finally, after all the giggling, I just hear somebody say, "I just threw up." And sure enough, Quali threw up all over the futon, which he proceeded to want to call the fountain. I threw up on your fountain. I threw up on your fountain. And so of course, you know, I get up, I clean it up and everything, and go back to bed. But I'll never be able to. I mean, I just still remember like waking up to that laughing noise, and of course he's laughing, and then decides to tell me, "I just threw up."
Threw up on your fountain.
Threw up on your fountain.
I can't believe you cleaned it up, Joe. Q, you didn't help him at all? Like, what is this?
I'm not trying to make Q seem bad. Q helped. Q definitely cleaned up, but knowing how drunk he was, I just wanted to make sure it got done right. So I helped out. Really, Q did the cleaning, and I helped out just to make sure it got done right.
Facilitated. Yes. There you go.
And to be fair, from that point on, when I thought I was going to throw up, which I didn't always know when I was going to throw up, But like if I felt like I was going to throw up, then I'd sleep in the bathroom with the heated floor next to the toilet, because I was just, you know, saving distance, making it an easier cleanup. Like if I miss, I'm only missing by a couple feet. And yeah, I mean, Randy, you know, didn't mind. He was like, the kid can sleep where he wants as long as he doesn't throw up all over my house. So
that was the rule.
Amazing. I've yet to author a story of meeting Q in person, so I'm excited for that one, because I'm sure it's going to be amazing, and we'll bring it on this segment.
You'll never forget it, man. You'll never forget it.
No, he absolutely won't remember it.
It might even be live at that point. Who knows? Talking about the black light thing, though, just one quick comment.
Oh, I got a photo.
Just one quick comment on that. I remember. I that lived like in this one.
Give him a hang on the solo.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I am Eric.
And I like women so in short funny. Shorts, and then people could like write their names and stuff.
That's so good. That
and Isha, we've told you about the scoreboard, right?
Oh yes. That's awesome. Now again, I don't know how related this is, but it sparked a memory, and again, time in college where we had an upper of a house at one point, and the people who lived in the basement were just like, they just sucked. Even the landlord called them complainers, because they would just complain about everything. And I went and worked in Alberta for the summer, came back for the beginning of the next semester of college in September there. And throughout the summer, my two roommates, they just found like a little two-bedroom basement suite, like near the university and not too far from our old place. And it turns out that the people who were in our shared, you know, basement suite before, the complainers, 100% random, were the new ones moving into their suite. So just like luck of the draw, they didn't like us, we didn't like them. So I spent like 2 days in that suite before all of us moving into a new place when we started, I think it was like third year of college. And my buddy Eric told me that he knew what bedroom was going to be theirs, because they had like told him, oh yeah, this is going to be the master, this is the master bedroom, this is gonna be our bedroom. And he proceeded to drag his sweaty balls after a biking excursion on everything, the door handle, the wall near where he projected their bed to be, and everything. And as walking out, he's like, look, they maybe could, you know, shine a black light and find some crazy Eric Ball sweat there. But the biggest thing that I want to take away from this is that I'll know what happened in that room. They'll never know. And that was the final thing he said, handing the landlords, you know, the keys and walking away from that place, which the landlord just thought it was fucking hilarious after all
that. That's like next level, like licking something to claim it.
Yeah. They may have just learned, Isha, that they're,
you know, they're not listening to this podcast. So. Dude, they called the cops because they thought I was following them when I was walking home because we went to the same university and our class ended at the same time. They were fucked.
Were you following them? Hang on, let's clear it up now. Were you following them?
No, I was walking home. We shared a fucking home, and I was.
Did you ever? Okay, so you did follow them back to the same place they went.
You sound like the cop.
Okay. Technically, you followed them back to their residence.
I followed them back to my own residence. That's what I told.
Sounds
the
pretty call. Shady. Sounds pretty shady.
Anyways, at least I didn't put my balls above where they slept. But anyways,
that's smart.
I just hope no one within 5 years after living in my room pulled out a black light, because my black light markers probably ran and it just started to smear. And then
For adding the context of my black light markers, because I was really concerned for a second.
Most of the stuff that glue in my room was black light markers.
Most.
That glue? No, glowed, not glue. It's not like blow and blue. It's glow and glowed.
Potato, potato. Probably glued.
I heard a rumor freshman year, if you throw Tide like laundry soap on your ceiling, it glows in black light. So I tried that. Didn't work that well.
Wow.
My room smelled real fresh though.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that was another another week of make good choices. Again, I'm fucking pumped for when Q and I actually meet in person, so I can bring my story onto this segment. On the other side, another segment of Judge Joey. I'm on a winning streak. Let's fucking go. You're listening to the Soda Pod presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every week, the Soda Pod will be featuring a debate of epic proportions, and I am here to determine who will hold the weekly belt of Judge Joey Champion. I, Judge Joey, will decide the winner, not by facts alone, but who debates the topic at hand the best and has the more compelling argument. But hold up, I am not the only one who gets to share their input on who has the better argument. You, yes you, the Soda Pod community, will be able to head to Twitter and cast your vote on who has the better case on Judge Joey. So enough introduction, let's get to tonight's topic. All right, boys, tonight I bring to you, which off-season pickup will have the biggest impact for their new team? And Isha, you won last week, so Hoppy, you get to kick us off.
Oh, this is interesting. And we're going, now, is pickup a trade or is it a signing?
It can be
or
a both? Trade, signing, just a pickup for a new team.
Okay, this one will probably piss a lot of people off, but at the rate that he was signed, Ryan Suter to the Dallas Stars is going to be a huge pickup for a team that I already had poised to be second in the Central Division behind Colorado, who sneakily got a little worse this offseason. But I am going to say that Ryan Suter joining what I already think is a vastly underrated blue line there with their top three that they have, Haskinen, Klingberg and Lindell, that's a really good top four. And again, he's not being paid just short of $8 million anymore, about four. That is a big piece, especially coming up against the Minnesota Wild, who he is going to do everything he can to crush, especially we assume he's going to lose that quick trip money. So he is going to be coming for a vengeance.
Yeah, the Ryan Suter Scorched Earth World Tour, so that's coming up this season. Isha, while you're Googling away while Hoppy was was arguing, so I can see that on the iPad there. So who are we going with after a little bit of research?
So I'm actually more indecisive after this, because now I'm like, shoot, what direction do I go? And this might be a little cheap here, but like I mentioned in one of our last ones with the wooden stick, I'm a cheap guy. I'm a dirty player. So I'm going with Jordan Eberle of the Seattle Kraken, because let's be honest, anybody is going to make the biggest impact on this team, especially when it's a goal scorer like Jordan Eberle, who's probably going to put up 20 to 30 goals on the Seattle Kraken team, because let's be honest, where are all their elite goal scorers? They're a brand new franchise. Anybody who scores north of 20 is going to make a big impact on the team. Mike motherfucking drop, Hoppy.
Oof, coming in hot there. Hoppy is, he's not happy with, I mean, I don't think he likes your pick calling him a goal scorer. So, I like the aspect of bringing in somebody from an expansion team. I was not even thinking about that. And
Hoppy, Jordan Eberle, he's nothing but a goal scorer. He never was anything but a goal scorer.
Oh boy.
You didn't best player that Seattle got.
No, I picked the goal scorer to be the biggest impact on the team.
Man, we should have another Judge Joey. Will Eberle be a goal scorer for the Kraken or not?
Dude, 20 or 30 goals. Book it.
No, Hoppy, I like your suitor argument. I mean, what? Wait, what? I missed something there. Uh-oh.
Sorry, I said I would bet him on that. Yeah.
Different story. All right. We'll get that down.
No, I think Suter going to Dallas is a huge pickup. He's playing for a lot more reasonable price than he was in Minnesota, obviously. And I think he's still got a lot to prove. And I mean, going to Dallas, that's going to be a good fit for him. And playing in the same division as the Wild, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him playing against the Wild now. Wild fans may not have appreciated him when he played for the Wild, but I think they're going to see what they're missing now and what they had. And Eberle, he definitely is going to be a huge, huge asset for the Kraken going forward. And it's going to be awesome to see what he can do on this expansion team. So this week, I'm going to have to give the winner to Isha. I think Eberle is going to make a bigger splash than Suter will in Dallas, just because I think Eberle is going to need to score goals, whereas Suter is just going to fit kind of into the mix of Dallas.
Hey, I could have said like three other players and I would have won, Hoppy, because any of them are going to make impact.
Wait, every player that you looked up. Wow, that's incredible. Actually, that you have the internet.
I didn't even look up Seattle's roster.
You didn't.
Did not even see it.
I said, oh, now I have way too many options at my fingertips. I don't know what to do here.
I just outright disagree,
but honest. Joey is the judge, so I will let it stand.
I'll be perfectly honest. I put up Trade Tracker, saw Seattle Kraken's logo, and I was like, any player on this team, that's the key to this win. Any player is going to make an impact on a new team.
See, I should have
played to Joey and gone Reinhardt. that was the one I wanted, and then I'm like, Suter, he's got to be it.
And Hoppy, you can't be mad at Isha for using this. I mean, he had the option of going second, and he used the research.
Whoa! I go second all the time, and I never use the internet.
That's your choice.
You choose not to use the internet.
You have two monitors right in front of you. You can easily do the same thing.
I'm not soft. It's supposed to be on the spot, Isha. No fucking internet support.
Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's why no one invites me back to ball hockey.
But he cheated and he still picked the lesser option.
But he still won this week, so a little bit of bitterness coming through.
Eberle won't even lead the team in goal.
Okay. At this point, I got the win, so I don't really give a fuck.
So what's Suter going to do for Dallas then?
Well, they're going to actually make the playoffs.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Another good week, boys. That was fun. I love these side conversations that always come out of these debates, and that's my favorite part about Judge Joey. So another good week, and Isha, congrats again. You're on a roll here.
Hell yeah. That's it. That's the show. Thanks to everybody tuning in again. So excited for the hockey season to ramp up. So excited to talk more Danbury Trashers, as everyone's probably seen that documentary by now. If not, please go check it out. It's on Netflix. I believe the series is called Untold, or if you just look up Danbury Trashers, you will find it. Hoppy and I will be talking about it in depth on the Monday episode. It just opens up the conversation for so many cool topics as grassroots hockey, you know, local hockey that's not under the banner of the NHL can be so much more entertaining. And I don't know, you can be more of an outgoing fan, I guess. But anyways, check out that documentary, support local hockey, all you in the great state of Minnesota do. And yeah, we'll talk more about that in the next coming episodes. Thanks to everyone who tunes in on Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, shit, wherever you get your podcasts from. Folks, the best thing you can do for us this week, any week, is to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a kind review. Tell us what you're drinking. Shoot us a make good choices story. We don't really care. Write whatever you want as long as you give us 5 stars. It helps us rise in the rankings on Chartables and just gets more eyes and ears on the podcast. If you're jonesing for more hockey podcasts, if you're a fan of multiple teams, we got you covered at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. We have a podcast covering every team in the National Hockey League, plus some amazing original content. I've been pumping his tires for a while now, but his last episode, he actually just interviewed one of the former Danbury Trashers in the Fourth Line Voice podcast. If you're a fan of the niche of hockey fights, that's a great one for you. Look, we have so many niches, so much original content that fills up all the niches in the sport. So again, you're jonesing for content, thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Support our sister networks as well if you're a fan of the Timberwolves. Wah, wah, wah. And of course the Vikings on the Pigskin Podcast Network, and on the basketball side, the Basketball Podcast Network. Support our sister networks as well if you're into those sports, if you're an all-around sports fan in the great state of Minnesota. On your apps, please download the episodes before you listen, as it just helps our business. Again, you can follow myself at VI Sports Talk. You can follow the show at The Soda Pod on Twitter and Facebook, and support our network at Hockey Pod Net. Signing off, I'm Isha Jeromey. This has been The Soda Pod, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Don't fear, just drink some beer and stay wild.
Bob McKenzie writes a book. I'm gonna goddamn read it.